Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you. Now that the holiday season is coming and people are going to go, moms and dads are going to go out on dates. They're going to go to Christmas parties. They're going to hire babysitters to come in or have you stay with someone or have someone come in to stay with you. When you have a babysitter, you have to treat them with respect and kindness. You shouldn't try to prank them or be unkind, because you never know what you're getting into if you try to, right? Mm-hmm. You must be kind. Otherwise, who knows what disasters might be waiting for you. And so, friends, I would love to share this story with you. It's very serious. And you can tell immediately from the cover how important it is to understand these things. Today's story is called Baby Tamer. It was written by Mark Teague. And my friends, when you get your hands on this book, you'll realize I'm full of baloney. That is not a serious cover at all, is it?
Why is the baby on a unicorn?
Yeah, in the picture, friends, the baby is doing a handstand on the back of a horse. And it looks like they're on a circus tent, right? Let's find out what this is all about. Today's story, Baby Tamer by Mark Teague, is read by Mommy and... Philip, my favorite person to read a book with. I wouldn't change it for the world. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. The babysitter, Amanda Smeedy, showed up at 6:15. She'd come to watch the Egmont's kids, Clarabelle, Zeke, and baby Lurline. What a name. Their parents met her at the door. Good luck, good luck, they cried. Then they turned and raced away and were gone in the blink of an eye. That's sort of strange, Amanda thought. They're awfully quick to go. I suppose they must be in a rush to make an early show. And we see the parents running, running, running. But once inside, Amanda gasped. It was as wild as a circus in there. The noise was enough to curl her toes and send shockwaves through her hair. From bongo drums and flegel horns to piano and tambourine, there was no louder three-piece band than Clarabelle, Zeke, and baby Lurline. Then Clarabelle did cartwheels while Zeke chased the cat, and baby Lurline rode her choo-choo train across the front doormat. Amanda rubbed her chin and thought, they're merely trying to test me. So she yawned and said, your little pranks really don't distress me. The Edgemont children sputtered and groaned. This outcome wouldn't do if the babysitter yawned at plan number one. It was time for plan number two, which makes me very scared. I don't know what they're going to plan on doing to her. This plan called for greater mischief on an even grander scale. The Edmonts cackled and clasped their hands. This time, they wouldn't fail. Oh dear. Friends, I'm a little bit worried. Clarabelle quickly showed her skill as a prankster and a teaser. She dumped an octopus in the bath and shoved penguins in the freezer.
What? Where do you think she got those things from?
Now came Brother Zeke's turn, And not to be outdone, he jumped 5 chairs on his tricycle, but crash landed on the 6th one. Oh no, their furniture. Then he performed his magic act. He placed his top hat in a trunk and mumbled secret magic words, waved his wand, ta-da! A skunk? Oh no. Last of all came little Lurline, who walked a wire between 2 chairs. I've never seen a baby do that in my whole life, just so you know. Then she used the couch as a trampoline and disappeared up the stairs. Oh dear. Amanda simply shrugged and said, I really must confess, I've seen a lot of pranks before, and these just don't impress. The Eggmonts howled and stomped their feet. It was quite a sight to see, but they still had one more plan to try. The big one, number 3.
If it doesn't work, they found their match.
These Eggmont kids are pretty wild, aren't they? First, Zeke set off fireworks. They exploded. Then Lurline charged through on a small white horse, balancing like an acrobat. Next came dancing elephants, camels, monkeys, bears, and Clarabelle, the lion tamer, with her flashing whips and chairs. Oh my goodness, they brought lions into their house? And elephants? This is bananas. After all the uproar ended, Amanda asked, isn't there more? But the Eggmont kids were too tired to move, and they collapsed across the floor. So she gathered the children one by one and put them all to bed. You know, those pranks were pretty good, Amanda Smeedy said. She ushered out the animals, tidied up till the house was clean. Then she kissed her sleeping friends goodnight, Clarabelle, Zeke, and baby Lurline. As she sat there eating ice cream, she smiled, and who could blame her? I'm one cool cucumber, she told herself. Amanda Smeedy, baby tamer. And that, my good friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.